once you recognize that the writings of the Spirit of Prophecy have the same authority as the Bible, that they were critical in establishing Adventist doctrine, the next point shouldn't be too surprising, and that is that the Spirit of Prophecy writings are not only for the church, they're also for the world. And I'm just going to read a couple statements here. Christ's object lessons is to live and do its appointed work, but not all the thought and effort of God's people are to be given to its circulation. The larger books, Patriarchs and Prophets, Great Controversy, and Desire of Ages should be sold everywhere. These books contain truth for this time. Truth that is to be proclaimed where? In all parts of the world. Nothing is to hinder their sale. Isn't it interesting that it seems that we're in a time when so many Adventists are embarrassed by these books and wouldn't want them to get into the hands of those in the world, yet we were told a long time ago these books were for those in the world. All right, let's look at another. The Lord has declared that these books are to be scattered throughout the world. There is in them truth, which to the receiver is a savor of life unto life. They are silent witnesses for God. In the past, they have been the means in His hands of convicting and converting many souls. Many have read them with eager expectation, and by reading them have been led to see the efficacy of Christ's atonement and to trust in its power. They have been led to commit the keeping of their souls to their Creator, waiting and hoping for the coming of the Savior to take His loved ones to their eternal home. In the future, these books are to make the gospel plain to many others, revealing to them the way of salvation. Isn't that interesting? In the future. We're there. It's time to be distributing these books. All right, now I want to go back. This is very interesting. I want to pause here because when I was introduced to this next quote, I've read part of this quote to you already as it appeared on a sheet of paper that someone gave to me. And the only sense I could make of what the compiler was trying to say with this quote was that the Spirit of Prophecy writings should be kept in the home. They didn't belong in the pulpit. But it was very interesting to me. You know, we always have to go and do our own research, right? And read the rest of the paragraph sometimes. It's unfortunate that sometimes there is a very strategic excision of things from the Spirit of Prophecy before they're put into some compilations, and very important sentences are removed. And that was the case in this quotation, and the entire tenor of this quotation is very different when you read the whole paragraph. So we read this a little while ago. It was one of the statements that's used to suggest that the Spirit of Prophecy belongs in the home, maybe not in the church. And let's read the whole paragraph now. The volumes of the Spirit of Prophecy and also the testimonies should be introduced into every Sabbath-keeping family, and the brethren should know their value and be urged to read them. Now that's where the quotation ended, as someone put it on a sheet of paper that was given to me. Now let's keep reading. It was not the wisest plan to place these books at a low figure and have only one set in a church. They should be in the library of every family and read again and again. Let them be kept where they can be read by many. Now notice this. And let them be worn out in being read by all the neighbors. Isn't that interesting? Not just in the home of the Sabbath keepers. Let them be worn out being read by all the neighbors. All right, so clearly we see that the writings of the Spirit of Prophecy are not only for the church, they're for the world as well. Now, we're coming to an interesting principle because not everything is for everyone. It's true that the writings of the Spirit of Prophecy are for the church and for the world. But we find a scriptural principle now. Not everything is for everyone, and it's not for everyone all the time. Also, there's specific use to be made of the message. So notice, Matthew 7, verse 6, "Give not that which is holy unto the dogs, neither cast ye your pearls before swine, lest they trample them under their feet, and turn again and rend you." Notice from Matthew 13, 10 through 11, "And the disciples came and said unto him, Why speakest thou unto them in parables? He answered and said unto them, Because it is given unto you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it is not given." So Jesus was telling his disciples, now there are some things that we're going to talk about in a smaller group that we're not necessarily always going to talk about in the bigger group. And the same thing goes for the spirit of prophecy as well. There are some things that are not as appropriate to share with the world at large, and other things that are. And this is borne out now by the statement we'll read here. There are matters in the testimonies that are written not for the world at large, but for the believing children of God. And it is not appropriate to make instruction, warning, reproof, or counsel of this character public to the world. The world's Redeemer, the sent of God, the greatest teacher the children of men ever knew, presented some matters of instructions, not to the world, but to his disciples alone. While he had communications designed for the multitudes that thronged his steps, he also had some special light and instruction to impart to his followers, which he did not impart to the great congregation, as it would neither be understood nor appreciated by them. He sent his disciples forth to preach, and when they returned from their first missionary labor and had various experiences to relate concerning their success in preaching the gospel of the kingdom of God, he said unto them, "Come ye yourselves apart into a desert place and rest a while." In a place of seclusion, Jesus imparted to his followers such instruction, counsel, cautions, and corrections as he saw were needed in their manner of work. But the instruction he then gave was not to be thrown broadcast to the promiscuous company, for his words were designed for his disciples only. Review and Herald, August 22, 1893. So we see that there is a distinction that we are being called to make in that which is shared.